anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions, your pet sitting questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores, you can find it there. Life Boost Coffee, don't forget, it's low-acid coffee, the best in the world, using sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife. LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets gives you 58% off your first order. That's right, 58% off coffee. LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets. And Good Pets Foods, supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS, get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, join us in tropical Costa Rica on October 6th for a 9-day trip to Costa Rica from Colette Tours. 1-800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Is this his voice?
Are you, like, singing the song instead of Gene Autry?
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays to everybody out there.
Oh, yes, here we go now.
Easter.
And I think she's
got... Hey,
Lexi.
Hey, Julie. I'm crying.
So are you celebrating? Oh, there he is.
He's still keep pushing the buttons, John. Hippity hopping Easter's on its way. That was close. Almost identical.
Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy. Things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Well, happy holidays out there. We finally got Gene Autry on the phone. What happened over there, girl? Didn't have the volume on?
They keep pushing the button, John. And I don't know why, but the button keeps being down every time I come back.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. The mute button. There's no reason to hit the mute button on this particular pod.
Every producer is different, so, you know, you got to check it before.
I know. And we said that last time, but I feel like I haven't been on it forever.
It's all good. You started singing.
Yeah, see... We got a performance. That's why they do it. Whoever was producing before was like, Lexi's on next week. We're going to make her sing.
You know what? It's weird because it's always Michael. Michael's,
see?
Michael's on before you.
He
usually.
Probably is watching.
And
he's
he does push all the buttons.
Yeah, he does.
So I don't know. I don't know why he does that, but he does. Everybody has their own technique. It's live radio. So, and it's the holiday. But happy holidays to you, yourselves, and of course, your friends, your family, and also your pets. Jilly, what are you doing for the holiday? Anything?
Well, I'm thawing out some gorgeous lamb right now, which I will cook with some of my beautiful purple and red potatoes and probably a Caesar salad. But
I'm on my way.
I am power washing the house tomorrow because it's our first warm day in forever. And I'm going to paint my stairs. Happy
Isn't that nice?
Me.
I know. It's like I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'll be working out in my yard. So
I'm painting his stairs.
Yeah, I won't be painting. I don't have stairs. But have fun painting those stairs. Maybe you should paint them like a different color, like Easter eggs, seeing that eggs are so hard to find.
No, they're a fire engine red off the front of the house so that the dog can see them going down, whether it's nighttime or not, and it keeps the animals away. I have a special like gritty paint so that when it snows, I don't bust my derriere all the way down those 8 steps out into the yard. But it has to be done every year on that side of the house. It's just 8 steps. It's really not a big deal, but I want to power wash it first. And then I just went through a tumultuous hurricane and winter, so I got to power wash the house too. But I mean, it's only 1,300 square feet. It's going to take me like an hour.
I mean, I've got to do that as well. So I still have like all stuff over my doors. Like not over my doors, but where they were glued to the walls because of the flooding. And I still haven't done that. I thought, you know, spring will be here, and I'll go out there and pressure wash everything because I've got to do the patios and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
But you know, Easter always means spring is in the air usually, and it's warm down here, and we're in Florida where we produce the program from. But Julie, you're in Tennessee. Mike's out in L.A., and L.A. would be fun. So I like L.A. Don't know, Mike, if I could ever live there, but I do like it. But once again, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We'll have some contests in this hour where you can win some prizes.
Yay!
But also, don't forget, if you're not listening on your local radio station, which you should be, we're also on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. We're on TalkinPets.com, my website. Just go there and click Listen Live. Or you can go to Alexa and say CRN4, tune in. CRN is our network, and CRN4, 4 is the channel, and of course, TuneIn. And it'll pick up the show that way as well, so you can listen anywhere. And we do have archives of all the shows, thanks to Mike. You'll be talking to him when you call in. We have those on our website, too, where you can go back and listen to the show. So I know some people like to go back and listen to themselves, and so you could do that. So check it out at TalkinPets.com and click on podcasts. Yeah. You're shaking your head about it. You don't want to listen to yourself?
No, I barely want to wear the headphones. That's enough for me.
Well, pick the phone up. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. At the end of the hour, I have a special song planned. And that is actually going to go out to all the people at FSU with the shooting that happened there. You know, you never think something like that is going to hit home, but it did hit home for me. And it was rough. I wanted to throw up all afternoon. And I was so worried, and
I was watching the news, and the guy on the news said FSU is one of the biggest schools in the Southeast United States.
45,000 students.
Yeah. And so he goes, if you live in the state of Florida, you probably know someone associated with FSU.
Yeah.
Whether you know a friend that has a friend or something, you know somebody that has... I have a lot of people that I know that went to FSU, and then I had... You that has your friend's daughter, but...
Well, April's like my Florida sister. I mean, we're very close. And Matt, her husband, matter of fact, we went together for his birthday yesterday, and I got to see Haley, their daughter. Haley was trapped in a room next to the Union Building. She just walked out 3 minutes before the shooting, and she went into a classroom. And then when the shooting started, I guess her and classmates or whatever took hiding. And I did text her. I was so afraid to do that because I don't want it to ring or anything. Mm-hmm. But I texted her. I said, make sure that your ringer's off. No vibration, no nothing. I said, if he comes in there, because this is weird. The classroom didn't have a lock on the door, and the door opened out, which is odd. Yeah, and I told her, I said, tie a belt, take belts off the other kids, tie a belt onto the doorknob, and then attach it to the desk. He's not going to get that door open, you know, if you do that, most likely. But then I said, just be as quiet as you can. But, you know, it was hard because then I had to tell her, if he gets in the room, fight. Because either way, it's going to be a loss. But if a bunch of kids you know, go at them all at once, there's a good chance some of the kids will survive. And she was lucky. So I spent time with her last night. And it was hard. It's, you know, again, you don't think...
You don't think you're going to go through something like that either.
And you don't think you're going to know anybody that does or know a kid that's in one of those classrooms. And here it happened for me. And, yeah, it was a mess. Still am. I'm still welling up. But, again, something needs to be done. We need to have a safer country. There's no doubt about that. It wasn't like this before. Anyway, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give a prayer out to all the kids there that lost kids, the families and the friends that lost kids there, and the two people that were shot and killed as well, to their friends and family. From myself, John Patch, we want to talk to you at 818-818-6401.
Happy Easter Day.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee.com/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Animal Bonds Research Institute, known as HABARI, today announced a new grant to research and examine how pairing military veterans with service dogs will impact veterans' post-traumatic growth. The grant awarded to Dr. Kevin Morris, research professor and executive director at the Institute of Human-Animal Connection at the University of Denver. Post-traumatic stress disorder, known as PTSD, is a serious condition that can occur after traumatic experience. One relatively new approach is considering post-traumatic growth, or positive shifts that sometimes occur after trauma. Most research on PTSD has focused on the negative impacts of trauma exposure. But more recently, there has been growing interest in the potential for positive shifts after traumatic experiences. We hypothesize that pairing veterans with PTSD and psychiatric service dogs will help promote this positive growth, which may include feelings of hope, agency, and sense of purpose or meaningful in life. In this study, researchers will explore how pairing service dogs with veterans with PTSD and the bonds that result from these pairings might lead to the greater post-traumatic growth and greater thriving after trauma, including greater appreciation of life and improved personal relationships. Findings from the study are anticipated to shed light on the possibility for greater well-being after trauma, even if PTSD persists, and to add further nuance to the understanding of the importance of the human-canine bond. HABARI is proud to support research that explores the role of service dogs in healing, recovery, and growth for veterans and survivors of trauma. We are excited to follow this innovative project, which will go even further in showing the vital health benefits of the human-animal bond. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace. Bonding. Let's get this catch on the shore. Bonding. Extract its uranium core. Bonding. Hands at 10 and 2. James Bonding. It's a military coup.
Oh, what is this emptiness? I never realized what I had. Oh, how I've dreamt of this. All I ever wanted was a pizza roll. Oh, it's still ice cold in the middle.
Now, see, that song would actually bring people together.
Literally.
Bonding. We need more of that, that's for sure. But once again, you can give us a call at 818-818-6401. Mr. Mike is there. You'll talk to him on the phone, and he'll put you on the air with us if you've got a question, a comment, or a story. But
let the games begin!
So, that music means we're going to play an animal sound. And if you can identify this animal, pick up the phone and give us a call, because then you will win a prize. And you could go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. The Lick and Lap is amazing. I got a story for you on that one. Also, Life Boost Coffee. There is different ones that you can go with. You can go with the Grind, or you can go with the K-Cups or whatever. Is that what they call them, K-Cups?
Yes.
Okay, you can go with those. Or you could go with From Good Pets Foods. You can go with Treats for Your Dogs, and that would be Supplement Treats from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic. You get the Hip and Joint Plus and the Daily Multivitamin to try. We have the Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets. Also, we do have a keychain from Talking Pets that is a cheetah keychain. It's one of those that have the beads that you put around, I guess, your arm. Is that right, Lexi? I guess you put it around your arm. Like a bracelet kind of thing?
And no.
No? Okay, maybe that's just the design. It's a young thing. I don't know. It's pretty, though.
I don't know.
But
you put it on something.
It's cool, though.
But got in a cup or something, I think.
Something.
I don't know what it is. I'm not young and hip.
I guess we're all old. But it is pretty cool. I mean, it's a keychain and a cheetah keychain. Or, Lexi, what else? You have socks over there, right?
I have kitten mittens. Just kidding. That's not what they are.
Well, kitten or cat or small
they're,
dogs.
They're very small, yeah. I'm not sure that your cat would want it.
And then there's a harness, a no-pull harness.
A no-pull harness. Hold on.
And then there's another collapsible ball, but that one is rubber.
It has a picture of a chihuahua on it. It's black and gray, and then a bowl.
The bowl and the bracelet of different dogs.
Yeah, doggy
mostly
bracelet.
For kids, though. So those are your choices. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. That's an odd sound. Could you imagine hearing that in the middle of the night in your house and you're all alone? So what creature makes that sound? I'll give you a hint. Think the Lion King. 818-818-6401. I know you're a fan of the Lion King. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call and take a guess, and you can win a prize. Once again, we are live, and we want to talk with you. So, Jilly, when you were doing the story about bonding and PTSD and all with military and stuff and their dogs, it's the same thing with humans, right? I mean, when you get a dog, you want to make sure you establish a bond right off the bat, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. That's why it's... When people are actually, you know, going and picking out a puppy, you shouldn't just point at one and say, I want that one. You should let the animal pick
dog
you.
Dog pick you. Mm-hmm. That's what I did
and
for my dog.
Then you take it from there. Mm-hmm. And the bonding experience, I mean, and it's just like bringing a baby home, too, you know. You can't sleep with them next to you and do all these silly things that people try to do. You need to, you know, they need to have their own space. They need to be limited to space. They need to have constant attention. They need to be fed and then walked immediately. You start with call words, you know, to teach them how to go potty outside. And at night, yes, they're going to scream the first couple nights, but, you know, I will put them in their kennel with their stuffed animal and a sound machine, and they will fall asleep. They might cry for a little bit, but they will fall asleep.
I used to put one of my shirts.
Don't go pick up the baby. Don't go pick up the
dog. One of my bedtime shirts. That's what I used to do. I used to put it in with Nessie when she was a baby.
That's a good idea because it has your scent on it, yeah. So it makes them comfortable, and this way, you know.
Oh, and she loves me. But she did pick me. I went to the place where they had her, and I had gone to see a specific one, and they had a ton of the puppies there. And so when I got there, they all came running at me, and she was, like, the one that was, like, really, like, bonded with me. Like
bonding.
Oh, she was so cute. When she was a baby. She's still cute, but she's so cute. She's a baby.
Well, pick up the phone. Give us a call. You can call Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us if you think you know the answer to that animal noise. We'll come back to that in just a little bit. So we do have Rocky in front, and if you want to get behind Rocky, 818-818-6401. Hang on. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Oh, Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
A colossal squid was filmed in its natural environment by scientists for the first time since its identification and naming 100 years ago, according to the Schmidt Ocean Institute. This is a once-in-a-lifetime situation. These types of discoveries don't come along very often. Michelle Taylor, the expedition's chief scientist and professor at the University of Essex, told ABC News. The sighting occurred on March 9th during a 35-day expedition searching for new marine life in the waters off the South Sandwich Islands in the Atlantic Ocean, the Institute said in a press release shared on Tuesday. The footage, captured by a remotely operated vehicle from the Institute, reveals a juvenile colossal squid nearly 1 foot long with a see-through appearance at a depth of almost 1,100 feet. This marked the first time a colossal squid was spotted in its natural environment, alive, with previous occasions occurring when it was caught or brought to the surface by a fisherman. One of the most distinguishing characteristics of the squid is the presence of hooks on the middle of its eight arms. The Schmidt Ocean Institute has captured the first confirmed footage of at least four squid species in the wild, including the ram's horn squid in 2020, one of the first sightings yet to be confirmed. These unforgettable moments continue to remind us that the ocean is brimming with mysteries yet to be solved. Taylor said she hopes viewers of the squid footage recognize the wonder of our planet, specifically our oceans. People want to go to space, and we want to have all this beautiful uncharted territory right here on our own planet. There are still so many amazing, incredible things left to discover. We have only scratched the surface. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Is anyone there?
Watermelon Meow Meow.
Hello? Hello? Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Watermelon Meow Meow.
Ba-da-na-na-na.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401.
All right, ladies, let's play ball!
So, maybe not a lady, but we do have Rocky out there in Dayton, Washington, and Rocky's going to take a shot at what this animal sound is. What do you think it is, Rocky?
Well, that sounds a lot like a pack of hyenas to me.
A pack of hyenas.
Hyenas.
Congratulations. Yes, it is. So it's. I'll tell you, though, if I heard that in the middle of the night and I was all alone in my house,
well, they would eat you. So.
Yeah, I'd be a little weird.
They're not friendly.
No, actually, they're not. So, congratulations, and go with something, Rocky, that you haven't won before in the last 90 days. So, well, do you want to go with, we have the coffee, we have the Vitacraft treats for your cats, we have the Good Pets Foods treat supplements for your dogs, I've got the collapsible water bowl, I've got books, and I've got a chicken soup, brand new chicken soup for the soup. Chicken soup
for the soup. Chicken soup for the soup. Soup.
What is it? Is it chicken soup
for the soul? Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Chicken soup for the soul dog book. And then the things that Lexi said, which were the little booties and so on and so forth, and the dog bracelet, kind of like a kid's bracelet.
The little sticks for the cats. Those, they like those.
The purr sticks.
Purr sticks. Yeah, my cats love those.
All right. Cool. Cool. We'll get those out to you, and then if you would, stay on the line and speak with Mike. We'll get your address out there in Dayton, Washington, and ship them to you. Thanks so much.
You're wonderful. Have a great day, you guys.
You too, Rocky. I every time his name, I just want to start singing the theme song to Rocky. But
yeah. Is that the song?
That is it, actually.
Okay, good.
I didn't catch on to it until your last little tone there.
The final countdown.
Yep.
This is coffee, John.
I'm telling you. Yeah, the Life Boost coffee.
I just got into you, Lexi.
You should have seen me when I got here, Julie. I was practically half asleep. I told John that on the way here, I zoned out so bad that I forgot where I was. I came to and I was like, oh, gosh.
Yep, and she got here. She was like sitting in the chair about ready to pass out.
I was so tired. And this Life Boost coffee just really, I'm energized.
It wakes you up. It does. It definitely gives you a lot of energy, the Life Boost coffee. So, and they have so many different flavors and everything else. That's why, honestly, go to the website, lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, and you get 58% off your first order. It's amazing.
It's definitely worth it.
What flavor are you drinking tonight?
We got the dark chocolate truffle.
Dark,
coconut.
Yeah, something like that. But then we're using a white chocolate something creamer.
Yeah. So
and it's like a nice little combo of the dark chocolate and the white chocolate together.
It's like the holidays, which
nice.
It is. So
it is a holiday.
And they have energy powders, and they have also tea and everything else, so you can really go crazy. And when you go to that site, lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, they have everything on there. So you don't even have to go to their other site. They really built that site up for Talking Pets. So, and you never know how long they'll stick around. Hopefully they'll stick around for a long time. But take advantage of that order, 58% off. That's amazing. But anyway, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. So the Trump administration Thursday proposed dismantling a key protection in the Endangered Species Act by eliminating the definition of harm. That includes habitat destruction. This proposed rollback could potentially make it easier for industries to destroy the very places that endangered animals and plants need to survive. Under the Endangered Species Act, it's illegal to take endangered species, a term long interpreted to include harming them by modifying or degrading their habitat. That understanding, supported by the Supreme Court's 1995 ruling in Babbitt versus Sweet Home, has been critical in defending everything from free-flowing rivers for salmon to old-growth forests for Mexican spotted owls. The Trump administration is proposing to eliminate the definition of harm from federal regulations altogether. If finalized, this move may leave vulnerable wildlife unprotected from the bulldozers, mines, pipelines, and clear cuts that threaten their survival. There is no path to saving species without protecting their homes, said Joanne Zhang, endangered species advocate at Wild Earth Guardians. Removing these safeguards is like cutting holes in a lifeboat. It defies common sense and scientific reality. The administration justifies the change by referencing the Supreme Court's 2024 Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo decision, which limits the deference to federal agencies. Critics say this is part of a broader Trump agenda to hamstring environmental protections for the benefit of industry allies. This regulatory definition of harm has been on the books since the Reagan administration. The recession of the definition is not only unlawful, but a blatant dismissal of basic high school science, said Casey Beige, a legal fellow at Wild Earth Guardians. Habitat destruction is the number one cause of extinction worldwide. Today's rule is yet another baseless attack on the Endangered Species Act, encouraging industries to destroy the vital ecosystems that support endangered wildlife. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. You've got a training question, behavior question about your pets, or a comment or a story, we welcome them in. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we want to talk with you, so pick the phone up and give us a call. And you know what? I never thought in my lifetime I would see anybody, no matter what side of the fence you're on, want to destroy the beauty that's on this planet, which are our trees, you know, our ecosystems, our wildlife, our endangered wildlife. So I can only hope that it doesn't happen.
Haven't you ever seen the Lorax?
I did see I don't think I watched the whole Lorax,
but I know
what you're talking about.
About saving the trees. They cut down all the trees, and then they all have to live. They have no fresh air, and this dude ends up capitalizing on fresh air and bottles, which they have. They actually have air and bottles that they sell people.
A perfect example
I've seen it
in my circle is, speaking of my friends Matt and April, in their home, in their yard, right above the hill, they took out all the trees because they put home developments in there. The first rainstorm they had that was heavy, everything washed down into their yard.
Erosion.
And all the other people's yards. And that's what happens when you don't have trees and roots that are keeping the earth in place.
I did a science fair project in third grade about erosion. I took third place.
Well, people need to pull together if you want what's beautiful in this land, and we need to actually stand up for it. So,
and care about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine, you know, certain creatures disappearing. Tigers, there's a little over 2,000 left in the world.
We need to play that Black Eyed Peas song, the Where Is the Love with Justin Timberlake.
You know,
is it?
The other thing, too, is I did see an interview on the Dire Wolves. Did you guys see that?
Mixed on that.
Yes. You know, they brought them back. They're gorgeous creatures.
Sounds
but they
like
did say
Jurassic
that
Park.
They're not going to release them into the wild. They are going to keep them in protective enclosures, mainly because they don't want them to be shot like the gray wolves and everything else that are out there.
Would they, because it'd be a trophy, and that's even sadder.
Yeah,
you know.
Really is. I mean, and I'm not against hunting. I mean, it balances the population. I'm against hunting on creatures that are endangered or threatened of that sort.
I'm against hunting for sport, and I'm against can hunting. The only way you should ever hunt is if you need to feed your family. And
100%.
You only kill what you need to survive, period.
818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends,
and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Police in St. Joseph County released body cam video showing canine officer wrangle a turkey that got loose inside a northern Indiana grocery store. In a Facebook post, the St. Joseph County Police Department addressed reports of a wild turkey that was reportedly causing chaos inside a... Oh my gosh. I just jumped out of my skin. Anyway, inside a Martin supermarket located in Granger. In the two-minute-long video, a canine officer is shown approaching the turkey, which was perched on top of a shelf in the pharmacy section of the store, before catching it by the legs as it tried to get away. Didn't give me that time. The turkey is seen flapping its wings frantically, but police say it was peacefully escorted off the premises and released completely unharmed. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
It is turkey hunting season.
Oh, turn this.
One, two, one, two, three.
This is like Addie singing. I sent you pictures, Jilly.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just did it. I forget that you don't have social media, really.
Of her turkey.
No, not my turkey. Of my turkeys. My two little turkeys.
I have social media. I just don't have stupid Facebook.
Yeah, so, Facebook. I don't have other social media.
So I got to ask you, I mean, can you do a turkey gobble? Actually, that's not too bad. That was better than my...
You scared the crap.
Although I could do a female turkey call. I called in gobblers with that.
Gobblers.
I did. They come walking in and you hear them starting to do that gobble sound and then they get close to you and all their feathers are fluffed up to do that little dance for the female. Little do they know.
It's a bullet.
It's me. And I'm not mating with a turkey. 818-818-6401.
At least not one with feathers.
Yeah, that's true. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. You've got questions or comments. 818-818-6401. You know, there's been a lot of animals that have ended up in stores, not just turkeys. There's been bear. There's been deer. Of course, there's always dogs and some cats. I've seen people with cats like in strollers going into stores. But I don't think I've personally ever seen a cat on a leash going into a store.
Oh, I brought Mordecai in on a leash. I have pictures.
Really?
I used to bring him into Walmart, yeah.
I'd just be afraid too much going out in public with him on a leash, and then all of a sudden somebody's got a dog.
Nah, he was fine. He sat there in the cart the whole time. He didn't do anything. I stopped bringing places because he started getting car sick.
So I got to ask you, Julie, what do you think about the people that take their dogs and take them out, but they walk them without a leash? Not a good idea, right?
Well, if you're in public, it shouldn't be allowed. I get it. Like, when I'm up here in the mountains on my property, my dog
right.
is very well trained, and he can be next to me. But if I see somebody else approaching with a dog or I sense a wild animal around, he's immediately looped and under command. But, yeah, people walking around town, I see a lot of homeless people do that. I mean, not we don't have them up here, but, you know, cities below me and stuff. And in Tampa, I used to see that all the time. And, you know, it's great that they have a companion, but you need to follow the rules. And for the dog's safety, you know, just as much as yours.
Yeah, definitely. I 100% agree with that. You know, one day I was driving down the road and I saw a guy walking down the sidewalk with I'm assuming his new puppy, because it was a puppy, so it must have been his. And he's walking down the road with it and not on a leash. I think you can kind of assume what happened to that puppy.
Oh, no.
It ran right into a car.
Oh, my God.
And I was so perturbed, to be nice in way of saying it. I felt like, you know, but I know the guy was devastated, I'm sure. But think before you do things like that. Why would you take a puppy that has not even been controlled or learned how to behave and walk down a sidewalk with it without on a leash?
That's so awful.
I have a terrible story that just reminded me of. So the other day, I was driving down the road, and there was something like in the middle of the road. There was a three-lane road that I was on, and I was in the far left lane, and in the middle lane, I could see that there was something. It looked like a plastic bag kind of flapping in the wind, like it was stuck on the ground. And as I'm getting up closer and closer, mind you, it's in the middle lane. There's three lanes. It was like 10 baby ducklings.
Aww.
All alive. And no one was swerving. I'm pretty sure that people probably didn't really know what it was, because like from far away, you really couldn't tell because they were so small. Like they were tiny. And like they weren't swerving. They were going underneath the cars. I did not, thank God, see them get hit. But I did end up, when I went to the store and when I came back,
people
I made a U-turn.
People just don't care. Some people, rather than like, swerving out of the way, which could cause an accident, but some people would just run them over.
Well, let me just put it this way. Whoever did hit them only left behind like two pieces of the ducks. So I don't know where the rest of their bodies were, but there were definitely more than two.
Isn't that a lovely story at Easter holiday?
Oh, it was awful.
Speaking of ducks.
That's why I don't eat eggs, is because I killed a duck on Easter when I was like 14 on accident. It was awful. It was traumatic, and that's why I don't eat eggs.
So the thing with Easter, not a good idea. Some people, parents will go out there and they'll get like an Easter duckling.
Duck, chicken, bunny.
Or a little chick. And then, or a bunny, and they'll give it as a gift or, you know, a present for their kids. Don't.
Bad idea. The Easter bunny might poop out jelly beans, but a real bunny does not.
That was from the movie Hop.
I love that movie.
So that's a good Easter movie to watch with the kids, Hop, H-O-P. So you might want to check that out. But as we close this hour, I said I wanted to play. Josh Groban is one of my favorite artists in the world. And this is him with the prayer. And I want to dedicate this to the parents, the friends, the family of the children and the adults that were killed. So far, no children, to my understanding, but they are in the hospital with injuries. But two adults were murdered by this guy. Eichner was his name. So, and thankfully, the young girl, basically my niece that was there, Haley, and her friend Maddie, who I know as well, in that incident, that the both of them are okay. And I did get to spend time with Haley last night. So it's a frightening world, and we need to change that. And we can do that, but we need to do it. And we need to pull together to do it. This is the prayer.
Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
La luce che tu
dai, we pray we'll find your light.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.